Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, the one and only Dan here. Well, we have season 12 now, so hope you like this episode. Before we start this episode, I want to thank you so much for having the chance to check this one out. If it is your birthday, happy birthday. Keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, depending when you are. And again, thank you so much for supporting this platform. Hope you like the amazing guests that I interviewed for this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, family, and the show is about to start. See you in the next one.
Hello, how are you going?
Everything good? What about you, Naomi?
Yes, everything is well. My dad is cleaning upstairs. Hopefully you can't hear that. But yeah, no, I'm doing good.
That's perfect. Great to know here. Welcome to the show. It is so cool to have you here. Before we start, I have to give you a proper welcome, proper intro. If you have seen some of my episodes before, you know exactly what I'm about to do. Mm-hmm. If not, then that's even better, because then I can surprise you. So let me just show you.
Okay, cool. I love it. I love that. That's gorgeous.
Epic, right? I know. And I mean, you know how it goes. You know, we're still a small operation, but at some point we're going to get live audience. You can count on that. So.
Yeah, cool. Oh, I'm seeing all my gorgeous friends joining. Hi, Lauren. Hi, Mika. It's so cute.
Awesome. Welcome, everyone. So, starting with the whole interview now, tell me how... Yeah, starting with your dancing career, tell me how it all started.
My dancing career, how it started, was actually at Movie World when I was 3 years old. I was watching the performers on stage, and I had my arms around my two best friends, and I just kept jumping up and down. Yeah. My parents were like, this girl has way too much energy, and I was just loving it. Like, my eyes like lit up like so big, and yeah, I wanted my other friends to dance along, but they were just kind of throwing my arms off them, so they weren't having a time, but I was loving it. And so yeah, that's when my parents were like, let's get into some dance class. But I didn't dance all that much, maybe like two nights a week until I was about 10 years old. And then mom asked, like, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I was like, I want to be a dancer. So that's when I got into ballet and all the things to make myself, you know, employable. So
there
yeah.
Go. There you go. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And what were some of the challenges that you had when you were recently started with your dancing career?
Recently starting with my dancing career, like the challenges?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So I guess maybe just like time management with school and then dancing as well. And I guess like I didn't really have like best friends at dancing, so it was kind of like the social side of things as well was a little bit hard for me. So yeah, and as a young girl, you're kind of like, where are my friends? You just want all your friends around you, and you just want to have a bit of dance and a bit of fun. Yeah, but they were probably like the hardest parts, but look, at the end of the day, like, it was always just fun to me. So
okay. And how do you usually prepare before a performance? I mean, do you have let's say a ritual, or like something that you always do in order to kind of set you on the mood to start performing?
Yeah, so like a little pre-performance sort of thing. Well, it depends who I'm with and who I'm performing with. Okay. So if I was like at full time, and there's some girls on here that are watching this, they'll know that, at full time, my course that I first started doing, and that's how I became, where I'm at, we just used to have this ritual with all 30 of us, and we'd create a big circle, and we'd start, I don't even know, just like little personal jokes that happened throughout the 2 years. We would just be like, oh my gosh, and just like hyped each other up. But that was for some like hardcore dancing, and that's for like a big 2 hour show or anything like that, or a 45 minute rep or something like that. For me, if I'm doing like band gigs and stuff, I will, I just want to kind of have a drink, if I'm honest. That's my pre-performance prep. But that's for my band stuff, and musical theater is a little bit different. So it kind of depends how much rehearsal time I've had, what the performance is, like what mood, what character I have to get myself into, and that will depend on what my pre-performance will be. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, a little bit different.
And when you were on the process of preparing a choreography, tell me, like, what is part of the process? I mean, what is your your learning process, or the things that you usually do in order to start to prepare a performance, let's say a choreography here?
Right, so like preparing a dance routine, is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So if I'm choreographing for like my kids, like my students that I teach, it will always depend on the child. So how old they are, like all these different variables that will depict on what I want. Sometimes I'm actually better in the room then and there than going home and thinking about it, because then sometimes if I prepare too much, I like question it. And I'm more just like, I feel like sometimes I'm more just talented and more creative when I'm on the spot. Hence, like, I listen to these, like, yeah, I don't know. I just think most of the time I'm better on the spot to choreograph. But if I'm teaching, like, full-time kids and I know that I've got 2 hours with them, I'll definitely, like, prepare it beforehand. And, yeah, just listening to the music is the biggest thing for me, making sure that I've gotten, like, all the different beats, all the different isolations. Yeah. Like, I can really hear it, because I think musicality is what makes Corey awesome. Yeah.
Okay, I like that. And out of all of the choreographies that you have learned, which ones are some of your favorite ones?
So, like, dance routines. So, which, like, dance routines have been my favorite? Wow. So, it's so interesting. Like, obviously, in some dances that are currently at class in comparison to like when you're on stage. So if I'm learning some choreo in class, it's more just like you're in class for an hour and a half, you do a quick warm up and you learn like a 40-second routine and then you perform it sort of within like the crowd of people that are there. So that's just like a whole different vibe in comparison to like if I've practiced this one dance routine with say 30 dancers and we've rehearsed it for, I don't know, a month, or even when I was at full time, like 6 months. Then that's different too. So it's hard to kind of compare, but I think my favorite was definitely Shannon Burns's lyrical that we did at 85 when I was like 18, and it was like a Western sort of style it was a lyrical routine, but it was like themes like in the West, and it was just so clever, and it was so just like touching and meaningful. So it's definitely stuck with me, like till this day I'll always remember that routine.
Okay.
And just like connecting with my like fellow classmates, it was really awesome.
All right, I like that. Now besides dancing, which it is amazing what you do, you also act.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your acting career here. I mean, how it all started for you.
Yeah, okay, so acting, like dance, has always been sort of homey to me, I guess, because that's what I did straight after school, and also, you know, after like school, during school, I would go to dance class. Acting, I was mostly during school, I did acting classes with actually one of my good friends, and we would do plays and stuff like that. And then at 85, which is where I trained, great training program in Sydney, we had like acting showcases and we studied acting, and I think that was like definitely the best. Like, I love it. I love acting. I think the actor always wins, I was taught when I was overseas. My director said, Naomi, the actress always wins. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he was like, you got to act when you dance, you got to act when you sing, and, you know, when you act, you're acting. And so it's just depending, like, if you listen to an opera singer and she's hitting all these notes, but like she's just deadpan on stage, like you're not really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I love acting, and I've always sort of done it. Acting courses, things like that. My agencies have always been sort of more acting based as well. So with the agents that I've been with, they've been more acting based. So yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I answered your question.
Going still on your acting career here, tell me how you usually prepare a character. Now I understand, of course, it depends on the role, but what usually sets you up in this journey, let's say, of character creation?
For sure, I think that's a big one, and I also think character creation people don't do enough of, and maybe even in college, I feel like people should do a lot more of it. At the moment, I'm doing a musical. I don't know if you know Little Shop of Horrors, but I'm understudying the urchins, and then I'm also playing a homeless woman. So it's two completely different characters. And so for me, how I get that in my mind is like doing a full backstory. So like writing in like a journal, and you go, okay, so if I'm here in this scene, what am I actually doing? So for instance, if I'm, I don't know, collecting bottles as a homeless woman. Mm-hmm. Like, who's the friend of the homeless woman? How did she get there? Who is she with? It's just creating a storyline so you're clear in your mind, like, where you're at, if that makes sense, and what's going on. So, yeah, definitely, like, I like to write it out in a journal. I like to write, like, almost like a synopsis of that character. And it's kind of, like, it's a bit of fun. It's what we used to do when we were kids, you know? Like, imagination, show and tell, bit of play.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally. Wow, okay. Yeah. And besides dancing and acting, you also sing. I mean, you're killing it here, basically, but what are some of the things that you like most about singing?
Singing, for me, is, like, I love melodies. So, like, I love when you hear a melody and it's so catchy and you just, it's just playing over and over and over in your mind. And I write songs and I will wake up and the melody will be playing in my mind. It's like, ah, shush. Yeah. But that's why I love it. I think, like, singing is cool because it's a monologue on paper, but then you're adding a melody on top of it, which makes it so, like, I don't know. Music is just insane. Music is incredible. And that's why I love singing. And it can calm you down as well. It can calm other people down. And then also, like, difference between jazz singing and, like, for instance, if you're in a rock band, it's just like, oh, two different energies, you know? Love it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And if you could describe your career, all of your career right now, on a movie, TV show, book, or even a play, what would be the title of it?
This one was hard. I have to really think about it. I'm going to try and think of an actress that I love, which is Jennifer Aniston for T. Like, I love her. Let me think. Her movie, Just Go With It. Okay. That title, Just Go With It.
Okay. You know? I like that.
Just got to go with it. And you get knockbacks and you get, like, you know, it's a really hard industry. I know people say that, and you know, you're told that as a kid, but I feel like until you're in it, you don't really understand. I've dealt with my own little things as well, so it's just trying to, like, let go of all the anxiety, let go of the stress, know and be aware when you are anxious or are stressed, or you know, we're dealing with a lot of rejection all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just gotta go with it.
There you go. And the same thing, describe your career, but now on a drink. Which one would you pick?
Oh, you're testing me, Dan. Maybe margarita.
Okay.
Margarita. It's salty on the outside and then, like, sweet and a little bit bitter in the middle. So you just never know what you're going to get. Yeah. And each day is a little bit different. Each week's a bit different. Some things are sweet, some things are salty, some things are bitter.
Totally. Okay.
Does that work? I'm actually proud of that one.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Absolutely.
Oh, and God.
Like, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days in which we basically want to quit. You know, we think that that it's been a waste of time. I mean, I can go all night, basically. But what gets you out of all of those toxic thoughts and just to continue following the thing that you love the most?
Yeah, it's such a hard one, that, isn't it? Because it can get you so down, and and it's one of those things, because it's what made you so happy, you know, as a child and growing up. It's the thing that made you happy, and then you make it your career and you have this expectation and the pressure on it, where you know, a knockback, which is like, you really see yourself in this musical, you really see yourself as that character, and then they don't see it for you. And you get knocked back and it's hard. I think for me, I'm only now starting to learn, like, your work-life balance is really important. Mm. It's knowing, like, okay, right now, I'm not going to even think about anything, like, to do with, I'm not even going to listen to some music. Like, I just am going to just, like, get out of my mind. Yeah. I like to surf. So I think, like, a hobby that's something completely not related to the creative arts, like surfing for me is like a really good distraction, and like after a surf then I'm just kind of like, whatever. I give myself a day to be sad, and my tutors used to say this to me all the time, like, give yourself a day and then pull yourself up. But if you feel sad for like a week, then that's also chill too. But yeah, I don't know, finding a hobby, also therapy. I think therapy is really good. I think people don't think too much about therapy, and I think everyone should go.
Yeah, I can totally agree on that.
Yeah.
And like my last question here is, what can mm-hmm. we expect from you in the future?
Ooh, expect to me in the future. I'm going to book a musical. Oh, I'm going to be in a musical. That's what's going to happen. And I will also, I want to go on a cruise. Maybe we'll see. We'll see. Musical on a cruise. Yeah, and just being open. I think for me, I never know what to expect. I like musical theatre because you've got singing, dancing, acting all together. Yeah. But if they see me for a role in just a TV show, or even like I've just booked a corporate dance gig, I'm just dancing and I'm really excited just to dance, which will be really exciting. And yeah, back in, then maybe I'll create one day and maybe create my own show. Who knows?
I like that. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, what you do it is amazing. You should definitely continue to keep doing it, because I do think it is inspiring. And I think one of the things that we need right now, especially in this crazy world that we're currently living, the people that can teach you something or inspire us somehow. You know, I think that inspiration is definitely one of the things that we need right now. And the fact that you're doing it, that is super cool and super badass. I mean, I just can't wait to see more of your awesome work in the future. And I'm super sure. So. Also that eventually we're gonna hear from you everywhere. I mean, from Australia to Mexico to the US, all
the world. Cool. Well, thank you so much for, you know, finding me on the gram and reaching out. It was really, really cool. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. Of course.
I'll love it, and also thank you so much for accepting. I mean, at the end of the day, you are a total badass here. Remember that every single day. And also I wanna thank you for watching this right now. Thank you so much. If you are watching it either here on Instagram or later on YouTube, or listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure that you follow Naomi. If you already do it, fantastic. What we're going to do now is that we're going to make her viral. Hashtag Team Naomi. Let's make sure everybody knows that this amazing, talented actress, singer, dancer. I mean, the list goes on and on from all of the amazing things she does. And Naomi, again, thank you so much. Have an amazing Sunday. And I'll see you in the next one.
Yeah, happy Easter. I don't know. Yeah, it's Easter.
Oh, yeah, for you as well. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good one, okay? Bye.
Okay, bye.